Gossiping is the next one, and that means repeating idle talk and rumors, especially about the private affairs of others. We need some discernment for this to help discern that this is an evil thought, and love, because love will not gossip and repeat and talk about things of other people. Compassion, to help feel for another person rather than try to pick up on something we think might be going on with them and then talk about it and complain about it or whatever. Some more compassion to help feel for the situation that person is in rather than judge them and gossip about it. Mercy, to help cover if there's something going on with somebody else rather than talk about it. Why not show a little mercy about their situation and what's going on there? And kindness, to be again, nice to people rather than mean, which is gossiping, is very mean. It's very cruel. James 4:11.
Speak not evil one of another, brethren.
So that's what gossiping is speaking evil. And Titus 3:2.
Speak evil of no man.
Proverbs 11:13.
A talebearer revealeth secret, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter.
Proverbs 18:8.
The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly.
So the talebearer is someone who gossips. It's someone that repeats idle talk. They repeat what they heard about someone else, or what they saw, or what they heard someone say. They go repeat it, and they don't have all the facts to begin with, and they repeat these things, and it hurts other people. Proverbs 26:20.
Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth.
So it shows the natural illustration. If you don't have wood, then the fire is going to go out. It's not going to continue to burn. And it's the same way. If you don't have someone there gossiping and telling these stories and tales, then there's not going to be all the strife going on. It's not going to be giving fuel to the fire. 1 Timothy 5:13,
they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not.
People having these spirits that want to just talk about other people and things rather than keeping their nose in their own business. 1 Peter 4:8.
And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
So having this right motive, love, then it's going to cover sins. It's not going to go repeat something, even if it is wrong. Something that somebody said or did was wrong. Charity or love is going to cover that. It's going to prevent that from spreading any further. It's going to stop it right there and not go repeat it to a variety of other people.